Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Joining us on the WBEN Shroker College Live Line, it's Bills radio analyst, longtime center, Eric Wood. Eric, welcome to the show. Of course, the Bills coming off a disappointing loss we'd like to put in the rear view, but a Jets team with a new man at the helm is coming up on Monday.
Yeah, interesting timing to fire him just 5 games into the season. The Jets have never fired a coach mid-year at any point in their history. So it's interesting that they make this move at this time, and there's a lot of speculation that maybe Aaron Rodgers made that call. He vehemently denies that. But either way, it's going to be a new head coach this week against the Bills. During my career with the Bills, we had 2 interim coaches. And generally, you're going to keep all of your same concepts and schemes the same. The players are virtually mainly going to be the same. You'll often see a one-game bump where you see some either better effort or more inspired football. But generally, that's later in the season. This is very early in the season. So it'll be interesting to see how the Jets come out this Monday night against the Bills.
Yeah, so you've been on both sides of this, right? A coach gets let go in the middle of the season, and everyone likes to talk about that new coach bump. Right? Does the team play better the game after? I think the numbers bear that out a little bit. I don't know if that has to do with the new coach or something else. Maybe it's just the way the schedule falls. But what do you make of that idea that teams will get a little bit of a bump their first game after letting go of a coach?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, well, let me speak on this. So generally, whenever the head coach is fired, they're experiencing some type of turmoil within the organization. So you get a new voice up in front of the team that occasionally can rally the troops. Generally, you're promoting from within. The owner will recognize someone that's, you know, respected a great amount within the organization. They chose Jeff Albrecht, their defensive coordinator, to step into that role. So we'll see if he's able to kind of inspire them in a new way. This Jets team is pretty close. They're sitting at 2-3. They have a ton of talent. But when you look at them, they've lost their last 2 games, 1-score games, and so they've been close. They're pretty close. So right now, it'd be sitting at 4-1, and so It's not like Auburn's taking over a roster that's depleted or a team that's completely out of playoff contention.
It is such a talented team. It's kind of mind-boggling that they're only 2-3, but then, of course, there's been reports of dysfunction within the team going back a couple weeks now. And it just really, the news that Woody Johnson, the owner, fired Saleh directly, I mean, it kind of just fuels that rumor at this point.
Yeah, and generally it's going to be the owner making that call. You know, he's the one that can make that decision. Generally, those coaches are walking away with a lot of the owner's money. Coaches have the guaranteed contracts in the NFL, and so you fire a coach mid-year, he's going to continue to get paid for the remainder of his contract. And so, yeah, it's generally going to be the owner making that decision. And, you know, Woody Johnson obviously making that call, and I think part of it's just you have a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers who doesn't have that many years left in him, and you don't want to, if you feel like Robert Saleh was wasting one of those years this year, then you're going to make that call.
Well, it's been a few days now since a tough loss in Houston, and I got to say, I got a kick out of Eric, because I listened after the fact to the call. You and Chris Brown were having the conversation in real time on the air of what the Bills should do, you know, backed up to their own end zone. You know, are they going for it? Do they have time left to get a field goal? Should they try and run it? I think that was you that said, should they try and run it and maybe push it a little bit so that they don't put the Texans back in field goal position? I mean, it's a tough call in the moment, isn't it?
It is. And ultimately, the Bills made the decision to put the ball in their best player's hands in Josh Allen. It didn't work out. And, you know, even though they were aggressive in calling three pass plays, you know, I think their mindset was still, let's just kind of claw our way out of this, get to overtime. And, you know, Sean McDermott said it, Joe Brady said it, look, we wish we would have done something different. Obviously, you always do when it didn't work out. And, you know, was the right call to run it three times? Likely, but how many times have we gotten mad at Sean McDermott for either being too conservative or not putting the ball in Josh Allen's hands? So it didn't work out. It's unfortunate because that's an AFC team that'll likely be in the playoffs, and you lose the tiebreaker against them for playoff seeding and could cost you a home game in the playoffs. But, you know, sitting at 3-2 right now, there's not an over amount of concern with this Bills team.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that situation's only happened, that might have only been the second time that's happened since the year 2000, to kind of show people how rare that would be. Now, I like Joe Brady this week because he said something to the effect of, like, look, you can't second guess every decision just because the result didn't turn out the way that you wanted to. Like, at some days you got to kind of say, you know what, I do think we made the right call here given what we wanted to do. Is that how it's looked at necessarily inside the building after the fact? Is there, you know, some wiggle room of, okay, this didn't pan out the way we wanted to, but it's not like it was egregiously bad decision making? Or does sometime that go the other way because of a loss that you take?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're going to second guess it after the fact in this situation and in many others, you know, throughout the course of a season. But, you know, ultimately the guys on the team understand that the coaches put a ton of time and effort. They have a ton of experience in this league, and you're going to trust in their provision in those instances.
Eric, there's a lot of social media hoopla about the Bills sputtering these past 2 weeks after a strong 3-0 start. And your experience as a player, maybe after a few tough losses following a strong start, would a player feel more pressure internally within the locker room to correct things, or does that pressure from the fans kind of invade the locker room, if you will, too?
You know, these guys want to be successful. They understand that this is a team that has a chance at winning the Super Bowl again this year. And so, you know, I think, you know, internally the pressure is likely greater than from the outside, you know. And many of these guys have social media. They're active on it, so they see it. But, you know, they're going to be motivated internally, whether that's them personally or just through coaches and staff. They'll have enough motivation and enough spurring them on from within the building. They don't necessarily need the fans to get them going, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much for being on with us again.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.